was so awesome.
It was awesome. I'm going to throw some real quick. We had Laura. She was on them. This has been, these people messaged
What's up,
a while
Laura?
Ago. If you're still on, Laura, I know you're a busy lady. Good morning to you, my friend. I hope you're wherever you're at in the countries. I know you travel everywhere,
and
Laura.
Michael from
you and Rick, I hope you're having a great day. Keep yes. smiling.
Michael!
Michael Dooley.
From Down Under.
This guy's from New South Wales. He's a digital marketer down in Australia. He's a new friend of mine. I'm looking forward to getting to know this guy a little bit more. He actually reached out to me. So, Michael, thank you for jumping on this morning.
Welcome,
brother. Get a hold of me if you have some time today or tomorrow, man. We need to talk anyway. We got some stuff. I want to see what we can do to connect. And then we got Thomas Pena. What's up, Thomas? Thank you for jumping in. And I'm sure there's been some other people who came in here. And if I didn't have a chance to say hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Have a great morning. And thanks for joining us on Welcome the Car Guy the Coffee Cafe. Podcast. Right now with Evan Boyle.
So we're about
Bearded
to get-
Car.
Go ahead, the bearded car guy. The bearded car guy. There's a story to that, too, which, again, we'll explain here in a minute. But I want to, let's go ahead and get that overlay ready. Folks, this brew has been brought to you by Think Ad Group.
Oh, you know
it. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com. There's some incredible solutionaries that are doing big things for the automotive industry and just for people that are trying to find a way to harvest some of the best customers
yes.
out of what they have access to.
It's an honor, man. You know, I tell you, Think Ad Group, they sponsored us for 3 months. They just renewed the contract with us. I want to thank you guys so much for believing in us and believing in us for another 90 days. We do have some other people reaching out to us for sponsorships, folks. We have room. If you want to sponsor and you want to be part of this Car Guy Cafe and this whole movement we're doing, We honor you. Just come give us a call. We have different packages, different levels. You know, you might just want a little K-cup. We got that type of package. You might want the venti. We got that package, too. Whatever your package, whatever your budget, if you want to get your name out there, trust me, our videos are everywhere.
We're going to get
your name will be out there. The Think Ad Group knows what we're talking about. They have had a lot of success by having our name in the bottom corner right here. A lot of people know who they are now. And if you want the same kind of results, give us a call. Enough about us. Back to Evan.
Getting to the bearded sales guy over here. So,
which is CGC approved.
He is. Get you some of that. Get you some of that. So Evan is somebody that I had a great time, not just training, but working with. But we, of course, in any of those relationships, while you're building somebody up that's new to this business, we run into different times where they're trying to figure out what's best for them. Right. Any of you new people to the car business, you've gone through that stage. You've gone through those moments where you've questioned, should I go get that 9-to-5? Is it going to be easier for me to just go get a nice factory job or get $15-$20 an hour, whatever it is? Right. I can live off of that. Things are good. Your level of understanding of your power is limited to what your experience is. Evan had the great chance to see some great things happen for himself, kind of went through the roller coasters, a little bit of competition things at the store, some of the politics that are involved in going through, you know, being inside of a big corporate company, right? There's all of the BS that is part of why, you get paid to be there, right? Because it's not an amusement park, right? It's work. You're still
right.
going to work. But I remember one morning I was leaving the gas station and I just got done getting the gas and I see Evan walking into the gas station. He's opening up a door for a lady. He opens it up. He does his nice little, the church smiles, you know what I mean? Like, welcome. Welcome to her into the door, right? He's looking all good. He's got a shirt and his tie on, looking dapper. I'm hurrying up and getting to the lot, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to yell across, you know, the parking lot over there at the gas station. So I'm like, all right, cool, boom, 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 put it up, get in the car, I'm out. Man, about 15, 20 minutes later, Evan comes in. I see him come in. He's like, what's up, boss? Says, what's up? I said, what's up, man? What's going on? But I look at him, and he's wearing the uniform. He's wearing his smoke gear. He's wearing it was actually a polo. It was a polo, had the logo on it, so it's a completely different outfit now. Same slacks, different shirt, different top. And I'm like, you went and interviewed somewhere. In my head, I'm like, you went for an interview somewhere.
Oh, buddy.
And so, simmer it on that. Any of you guys ever deal with that? Car guys, car gals, listening, watching, You ever ran into that moment where you're like, you've been done on an interview? Matt Damos did the same thing to me when I went and interviewed with Clint Riggs and Lane Jackson. He comes, I come back, blah, 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 everything's good, got my stuff from the gas station, right? And he's like, how was your interview? And I was like, what? How'd you know? Somehow or another, we all know. Anyway, but
there's something about it, you just feel it.
Did. Totally did. But I've seen it, I was like, hmm. Then I went for a walk with Evan, and we had a little bit of a talk and came out. Yeah, Lou, I did. And he explained to me what it is that he was looking for. We had a few conversations about selling out to selling and then determining, brother, I'm here for you to have your best life. And all that I can do, you know, of course, I went into full salesman mode of the car business and how great this could be, but mainly trying to convince him to believe in himself for greater than he's seen so far and reach deeper for that. What? Right. So getting to question number two, what was it that was
three
the
or two?
We still haven't, but we just went through a story.
Ah, good point.
But
that should have been a confession session.
That may have been a confession session. I don't know. There's other confessions out there, right? But
there is.
Evan made a shift. He was on that plank, right? He was about to walk out of the business, searching. Evan, what was it that kind of inside of you shifted to then commit and then sell out to this business?
That's tough. There was a point where I knew that I liked sales. I've been in retail for 4 or 5 years before I got in the business. But I think the defining moment was when I realized that because I'm a car salesman, I'm not selling cars to people. I'm selling myself to people. Cars is just a product that I represent. So no matter where I go, it's going to be some product A, product B, but people have to believe that I'm legitimately here for their best interest. And my knowledge of taking this job seriously is going to point them on the right product, whatever it may be. So it was probably the point where I had to believe in myself that I'm really the sales. It's in my job is to find the right product for my customer.
Right. So what was it that made you abandon your search for another job?
Probably stubbornness. I mean, you as well. I mean, having a mentor that you legitimately look up to is crucial. If you have bad management starting from the top, it rolls down. You're not going to have a solid uniform right. team. It really right. starts from the top. And every day that I would walk in, you were my hype guy. No matter what, how I woke up, you were my hype guy. And I, at that point in my life, I needed that, and you filled that role, and grass is not always greener, and I had to realize that and had to get the confidence in myself that I can do this. And at the time, I had some real stiff competition that really drove me to want to outdo them. And so it was like everything lined up. I had great leadership, bought into myself, and then I had something to push for, and that was to beat this other salesperson month in and month out. It didn't always happen. It actually very rarely happened. He was phenomenal at what he did, no matter how he got to it, but it gave me that goal, and I fought really hard to get it. I'm very competitive, and the times that I won it, buddy, I was jumping for joy.
Oh, it's a great. That's exactly right. And you know, use other people. You don't want to compare yourself to other people, but you want to see what they're doing and know that you have that potential too. There's something about like sitting next to somebody and you're like, well, I have the same kind of mindset as this guy. I have the same kind of personality. I work just as hard. He's doing extremely well. I should be able to do extremely well. So yeah, you do want to see that because it's not comparing, but it's also knowing that it's possible. When you see other people doing, you're like, it's possible. So when you're able to do that, and then like you said, if you can outdo them, great. And you know if you outdo them, you're doing really well. You're like, oh, this guy did really well last month. If I outdid him, I did extremely well, right? And that's something that Lou and I have had together, not just, you know, in the past, but even now. Like we both work at
stores. We're brother sister stores, but we're still competitors, right? So we like to outdo each other in a way. You know, don't get me wrong. If he kicks my butt that day, I'm still cheering him on, right, giving him high fives and praises. Yeah. But when I beat him that day, he's cheering me on, but I'm over here going, right? And I know that they're doing the same thing, and that's okay. We like to do that, and that's just, it's just a good thing. But we definitely encourage each other. We definitely push each other up. But don't get me wrong, I want to beat his brains in every single month. I want to make sure that he can't touch me. But that's not going to happen because he's Lou Ramirez, right? And that's what's so beautiful. We have such a – it's just like perfect back and forth, and it's a lot of fun. We always end up being even, and that's the coolest part. But that being said
– because we're really competing for the same thing.
Right.
At the end, it's not me competing to beat you or you. Mm-hmm. It's not you competing to beat the other person on the sales floor.
Oh.
It's really you competing to beat your own.
That's
best.
It. You want to have your best month. And
to
it's,
continue
that's
to
it.
Grow and get to that next level. It's you had to find it inside of you to beat that person you were chasing, right? You had to say, no, wait a minute. It's not so much that I'm any better than you. I'm just better than this.
Yeah.
Right? I am better than where I've been. I can get to there. Where you are, I can be. Right. But I have to challenge me. Man, I need to write that down. So
keep going.
Keep growing, right? Let's go. So, listen, I do love the whole flow of where it is that you are now and where it is that you're going and the things that have happened. Guys, gals, understand, Evan made a shift inside of himself to – kill the stigmas of even car salesmen, which has made him such a great and pleasant person to buy a car from. People have enjoyed him. I enjoyed taking Evan, especially if you needed to know product knowledge, you needed to know what's going on with the car. I mean, the detail things that sometimes get brazed back past the average car guy, right? He knows those things. He gets into those things, just like Chef Sean and many other car guys that we've had here. He knows stuff. But Evan has also, when he made that shift, he went to setting different records. He has the most sold at that store. He's developed the most gross as a salesperson from that store, right? Many different records, correct?
Yes, sir.
And because of that, he's seen some great success for him, for his wife, right, for his family, right? Because anytime you have a young marriage, a young family, he got married while we were together there, right?
Yeah,
it was just a boom like that. There was so many big boy movements that he made. And it was so cool to see. But his wife then got ingrained into the culture. She became a car gal, right, a car guy's wife, and understood how to motivate her husband to do some great stuff. And it was such a reciprocating thing. Car guys and car gals, for those of you that have had some great success in this business, you always have that backbone of a spouse that is supportive to you being the best you when you head out there on the lot and you work those tireless hours and you're helping so many people and your phone is going off at weird hours because a car didn't start or whatever the case is that you're dealing with. But Evan has taken those challenges that almost pushed him out of the business. And he's found some great success with them. And I can't say enough how proud I am, but I mean how so many people are. But I'm going to join the crowd of solutionaries that are just going to cheer you on and say, you're incredible. You're amazing. Before we get to number three, just want to applaud you.
We need to get through these. I'm sure he got a lot of time.
We got to go. We got to
spin up from behind him.
He's starting to get in there.
So
here we go.
We're going to go. Question number three. Hey. Question number three is, it's going to stem from like, you know, I think I already know this answer because you kind of already did it. But if you were to give yourself, go back and you're 8.5 years of this business now, man, and congratulations on that. The decade will happen sooner and later. Next thing you know, it's like it goes by fast. But in the 8 years, there's been people that have influenced you, people that have got you to where you're at now. If you were to pick one, maybe two people, I get it. It's just like getting an award trying to just thank one person. But who would you say has been the guy that really pivoted you from being, like you were just talking about, I don't know if this is a career, to making it a career? Who was the one that influenced you the most?
I mean, that's an easy, easy answer as far as the most. I've had a lot of people be a part of my career, but number one, man, it's got to be Lou.
Oh, man.
He brought me in. He was my hype guy. He had faith in me. He built me up. He took me for that walk when I thought I was being sneaky and interviewed, and when he happened to see me, I didn't know he saw me, but you know, he invested in me, and anytime that I'm talking with a new hire or something like that, a lot of times it's I want to bring up Lou and just say, hey, listen, you know, you start small, which everybody does. Everybody starts from the same spot. Fred, you were talking about learning a guitar. You've been playing for a year. That's awesome. Everybody starts from the same spot. You just gain experience and knowledge. If you have people give you insight or tips and tricks, you know, that helps grow. But we all start at the same spot. I just happen to have a phenomenal mentor, which hopefully I get to instill in the new hires that I have. But 100%, it's got to be Lou Ramirez.
Wow, that's really nice of you to say. Even though it might be a lie. I'm just kidding. It's not a lie. Lou's awesome, man. Lou's a great mentor to have, man. I'm glad that you threw some love at him. You know, Matt Damos, I don't know if he's still watching.
Yeah, Matt's out here.
He was on here. That's my guy. That's the guy that when I got in, you know, he gave me the courage. He gave me the, you know, encouragement also. He did all those things for me. Made me feel like it was possible, you know. He showed me the way. He was my Yoda.
He was the Yoda. And like, that's how he introduced you to him.
Yeah, so all that stuff, it all works together. You know, he's been a big part of mine, and just like Lou was a big part of yours. You know, I like to think that I was sort of part of Lou's too, because when he first came in, I did a little bit of training with him too. So it's one of those things where it's really neat how all our energies are being transferred to each other. We're all giving each other a piece of each other, and we're all using those things, you know. And then, like much like you did with Lou, yet you're making it your own. And you're right. All your new hires and all that stuff that you're doing, you are doing that. You're going to have guys that are 8.5 years in, if they're on a show or if they had a chance to tell people who was their biggest, they're going to bring up Evan.
That's right.
Evan was the guy. He was my hype guy, you know, just like you're saying now. You know, it all comes into play. But just remember that, you know, when you see things like Lou hyping you up every day you came into work, and I'm sure you do it, Evan, you do the same thing. When you know something that works, that helps you get to where you're at, use those things.
Pour it out.
And pour those on your guys, too. You know, it's okay. No one has an original idea anymore. Everyone takes everybody's stuff, and everybody uses it and mixes it and makes it their own in a sense, right? And that's something that we all do, and I think it's really cool. And, oh, look, Terrell Blount.
What up, Terrell?
Terrell, another local homegrown car guy himself right there.
Series two.
But, yes, question
number cuatro, number four. So, inside of this, so we explained, folks. Let's go ahead and bring up Evan. Let's bring up that big face on to the screen real quick and show everybody. So, car guys, I don't know if you remember, but maybe about a decade ago, seeing all of this facial action here was unheard of. It was so militant the way that we approached it. You might have had a mustache. You might have had a maybe there was a snuck-in goatee here or there. But I remember so many people, I mean, always clean-shaven. That was the business. That's how it was. You were shirt, tie, you were clean-shaved. Okay,
right.
It was easy for me, right? I'm done. But Evan came in here, and I made him chop it off, but we put an incentive out there. So real quick, Evan, what was it that shifted, and how has culture changed inside of the entire auto group because of you making the shift into being the bearded sales guy? Where did that come from?
Well, it came from a goal that you gave me. You said if you average 15 cars for 3 months, you can grow your beard. I hated shaving. I mean, It was the worst thing. And so I did. I hit 15 cars 3 months in a row, grew my beard out. And then I happened to see the owner, Carl Slope himself, start growing his beard out.
Mm-hmm.
The key to it is you can't
then
just let
bearded
it go.
Buddies from there.
We were bearded buddies. I like to think so. I don't know if he would be like, yeah, we were bearded buddies. But, you know, to me, as the guy looking to the top, yeah, I was his bearded buddy. But the key to it is keeping manicured. You know, you can't look sloppy.
You can be clean.
Right. And so take that extra time. Make sure that it's nice and tight. Your lines are straight. And then, you know, you be genuine. And then people will look past, wow, he's got facial hair now. And it kind of goes hand in hand with like tattoos. You know, a lot of times before, tattoos were a bad thing. You know, you associated it with, you know, just different types of culture, but not really with a professional clean cut car salesperson. Mute that. But now it's more accepted. So I think that if you are a genuine person, you know, people look past these little things, but the key to it is you've got to be presentable, you have to be knowledgeable, and just a genuine person. You can't have that fakeness to you.
That's right.
I agree. And he's 100%. You hit that right. Keep it manicured and clean. Like, you can have a super long beard, but if it's kept clean, it looks good. You know, if you put on the right outfit with it, your shirt's ironed. Your pants are ironed. Your shoes are polished and clean. They don't look scuffed up like you've been wearing them out in the rocks. You know what I mean? You have to come to work looking professional. It's amazing. I have long hair. That was not really a cool thing either. You know, having hair down to past my shoulders. But the thing is that I keep it clean. I always pull it back. I don't let it get unwavered. I don't look nappy every single day. My hair's washed. I shave my face. I shave my neck. You know, I do all the things. Right. I do all the right things. And then my clothes is always going to be in fuego. It's always going to look good. It's going to be fly. I'm going to be the nicest dressed guy in the whole dealership. That's how I feel. I can overcome a lot of that by, you know, having long hair and a beard by doing that. But then it comes to the point where even your client, well, what were clients saying? Well, my clients think I look great. They think, hey, this guy looks professional. Most of the time they think I'm the owner of the store. So that being said, that's just because you have to, you present it. And then there's a swag about it. When you dress nice, you keep shoulders back. You look good. You feel confident. You stand taller. Customers like that. They don't like people who are recluse. Body language is huge. And I'm not going to get into that, but body language
is also
huge.
He was confident in his face, right? And just being able to have that beard on your face, it made you more comfortable inside of who you are.
Yes, because that is him.
And you being you is the best way for a customer to actually have the experience that they're needed. Anytime that you're being fake or you're trying to shave away what isn't you, you know what I mean? What are parts of you? You try to shave that part away and you decline giving that to the customer, they're not going to get the full experience. They need you to be confident in you. So if you're sitting there all itchy and ticked off that your face is bothering you and you nicked yourself and hey, this beard every day, because he obviously grows it, right? By 2 o'clock, he had half a beard already, Bill. It was back.
You know what I'm saying? Some people have that.
It's like, dude, did you shave today?
They don't got a 5 o'clock like shadow. They got like a noon, right? Shadow, right?
But we're going to go ahead and jump to number five. We got to go ahead and get this
thing. I know we got to get this thing going. So number five for you, man, and this is one of Lou's favorite questions to ask people. You know, we all get these great things. There's been things that have happened to you since you've been in the business that have just been amazing. You know, you've touched people. They've grown. You've seen them start selling cars. You've met people. You've done this. But there's these things that we call rewards for things that come up in life. If you were to pick one major reward from doing this job, what has been the biggest reward from the car business to you?
Ooh. Yeah, that's tough.
That is a tough one.
That I think that's like a couple of spots on his head just go.
So
gears are cranking.
The flexibility of the hours. So I serve at my church. Usually it's 2 days a week, but I've got practice 1 day a week for praise and worship team. So the flexibility of being able to work around that. So I get work and I get play, and I don't ever mix the two up. I'm not afraid to talk about my passion for Christ at work. But when I'm out of work, that's not me. I'm doing my play. So that's probably the flexibility and obviously the financial security of it. But the flexibility to be able to go serve and do other things that I want to do other than grinding 6 days a week here. Dusk to dawn, just to make ends meet. So I would think the flexibility of the business is really the most beneficial. Having that decompression time, having something on the side that can release that, because our minds are always going. Once you're a lifer in this business, your brain is always turning. You're a car salesman, and your train of thought to your friends, to your spouse. You know, you can't help it. You're doing trial poses. Hey, honey, what do you think about this? And it's like, yeah, I was like, I think that's a good idea, right? I'm doing acknowledgement statements and just little things, but having that thing on the side to where you can just say, this is the line. I'm not here for my career. I'm here for my other passion. So that was it.
I love it. And that's something that you earned in this business, something that you put the work in. You did everything. You're talking about the 6 days a week, grinding it, ding-da-dong, doing all that stuff. We all kind of had to go through that. You know, it's kind of like an initiation into the business. You know, you had to learn. Because, you know, the thing is like if you come into this business and you kind of half work it, it's going to take you double the time to get as good as you could if you went in full working it, right? So the goal for a new guy is to come in, grind it out, and get good, learn, because
The key is just repetition, just multiple times of talking to people, because you're going to mess up. You're new. New guys mess up quite a bit, and that's okay. I've been doing this 20 years. I still mess up, right? It's okay. Don't forget, focus, fly. Just keep moving. And that's the key. But the more you do it, the less problems you have, the easier it becomes. The more it sounds like it's not forced coming out of your mouth, the more it's like it's real coming out of your mouth, because you understand it. You do know it. Matt, not to throw this in, but Matt Damo says that I'm the second nicest stress at work. False. But Matt, you dress nice, my friend. But I'm a bad Mama Jamma. Anyway, no, Matt's got it. But so, yeah, second. So he says, great show, fellas. Crush it today. I'm sure he's getting ready to start working a lot himself. So awesome.
So
anyway.
Much, man, one of my greatest rewards inside of this business is being able to see the development of great people.
Absolutely.
And people finding themselves and finding their path. I remember Evan. I remember what he drove. I remember where he lived. And I remember all those things. And just having the chance a few days ago to go over to get the tour of his home. Again, his driveway is looking dope. Nissan dope, right? And just to see the growth that he's had as a person. Him have literally hitting the Emmaus walk. Taking this walk with the Lord, him doing all of these things that have built him in character and have had him establish himself not just as a professional but as a man, those are great rewards. And I can't say enough how much I honor that he has committed to himself to seeing success happen, and now seeing that spill into others. It's a great value. It's a great part of the legacy, but there's so much more to go. There's so much more growing to do. You're inside of your eighth year. Eight represents the number of new beginnings, and I'm just so excited for you to be able to propel to the next level. Sales manager at Swope Nissan, you're working side by side with a great other solutionary brother. Well, he's a solutionary as well, of the great Taylor Klein. You're right there next to his brother. Me and Taylor were running back and forth when I was at that store. It was so awesome. Such a great time. We're going to have Taylor on the show one day. An incredible genius. It'll be kind of maybe some of the subprime hero flow because he's a great F&I guy that just knows some great stuff. He's a sales
manager. He's probably the second best in the state.
But
he's really good.
The first best is
subprime hero.
I'm just playing.
Bar guys, thank you so much for joining us and for seeing and listening to Evan. Yes. Evan, real quick, go ahead. This is your couple moments of putting yourself out there. You can put this up, use it however you want to use it. But Evan, how can people get a hold of you? Where is it that you're at? And what are you doing to help the community out right now? Ready? Go.
Go. I'm sales manager at Swope Nissan. You can find me on Top of the Hill. I'm way off the road, but if you look up, I'm in this Taj Mahal of a beautiful building located on the Miracle Mile of 31W. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook as well. But I just prefer you come see me. Just come see me at Swope Nissan. I would love to solve your transportation issues. I would love to get you in a dream car. Love to get you a first car. Either way. I'll take a genuine interest in you and actively listen and find something that you'd be happy to drive.
Heck yeah. Get you some of that. So, folks, if you're looking for a brand new Nissan, go see my brother over in Elizabethtown. And you're in the area, go check out Evan. If you're looking for a used one, I got you. But Car guys, have an incredible day. Thank you so much, Evan, for joining us. Folks, I cannot tell you how incredible it is to be feeling what I'm feeling right now, just seeing Evan inside of his posture and where it is that he is, knowing the great things that are right in front of him, because there is so many great days in front of each and every one of us. I don't know where this message has got you. I don't know where you're hearing this podcast. I don't know what place in life you're at the moment. But I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't continuously be looking outside of yourself to find the answer. It's already been deposited inside of you. You can find it. The world outside of you is going to represent the world within you. So let the world within you spill out to affect the incredible world that we've been blessed to live in. You can make the world a better place, selling cars, solving problems, but really just chasing people down with smiles. I hope that you're having a contagiously confident day, brewing solutions. Brent, you got anything left on that?
You know, Evan, it was a pleasure, man. I'm glad you came on. You know,
we're looking forward to seeing you keep growing. You know, we're going to have another update. I'd love to have you back on the show again. You know,
have you in the cafe?
Well, have you actually here?
Right here.
I do want. I need some more signatures. You know, this whole COVID has kept us from being able to do these signatures. You know, we only have a handful up here compared to all the interviews we've done. But Evan, man, dude, great job. Way to go. Way to keep doing your thing. I'm glad that you're a man of Christ. I'm glad you're doing the right things for not just your job, but for your community, for your friends and your family. You keep growing, and I promise you the world is unlimited. Dude, 10 years from now, you're going to go so far. But just remember, don't let yourself stay stagnant and leveled out. Always look for more. Always keep growing. And if you do that, you'll be happy, and you're going to make this career the best career ever. And once again, thank you for spending time with us this morning. I know you're
thank
busy.
Thank you, guys.
You have a great day. You forward on. You keep growing. You keep getting touching your teammates and making sure they're happy. You keep motivating them. You do your thing, bro. And I promise you, oh, it's going to be huge for you. You're a great person, man. You can just see it.
Thank you.
Tell it in your demeanor and everything else. So we appreciate you, man.
Folks, you're going to see Evan begin focus flying and growing with us in this intro. But until we see each other again, car guys and car gals, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we have been doing solutions with Evan Bowles.
That's right.
Get you some. Enjoy the intro as we outro.